Welcome into Poolside with Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier, Poolside at Everbank Field on the players' off day before the Week 5 matchup in Tampa coming up this Sunday. Let's start off with the Jags, guys. This loss in Indianapolis is going to hurt for a while. You got to move forward from that somehow, though, right?
Well, and somehow, as a player and a coach, you have to look at it like, okay, they've lost to a couple of undefeated teams, and they've lost to a team on Sunday that they should have beaten. So you're probably one down from where you should be. And if you let that linger, then it's going to linger forever and your season's lost. So at some point you got to move on from it. As difficult and as painful and as inexcusable and all those things, it can't define your season, and that's really their task right now.
Well, you hope that the lesson stays with them. Learning to finish, obviously, is something we're going to talk about all week. You know, in kind of a twist, I think if we're talking about this loss in December, it might be a good thing.
You hope
because
so.
Because we'll be talking about, hey, you know, that was a really critical win for, you know, loss, actually, would have been a critical win for the Jaguars in the playoff chase. Mm-hmm. So perhaps talking about it in December will be easier.
Well, and what you hope, JP, is that you can take the 420 yards and all the skill guy stuff we're talking about, 300 yards for Bortles, 100 yards for Hearns, 100 yards for Yeldon, and make that into something that, okay, we've done that. Now how do we get points? And that's really their next task.
A couple of days removed from it, the outcome stinks.
Sure.
But it doesn't feel quite as bad when you start putting the pieces in place and see what they were able to accomplish. Now you just got to finish.
I'm going to guess it's been a while since the Jags have had close to a 300-yard passer, 100-yard receiver, and 100-yard rusher in the same game. So some positives there for the Jaguars. You know, there was a big change in Miami. Joe Philbin fired after some, you know, just a lot of issues there this season. The Jags were part of that. They beat them here at Everbank. Different feel around here, though, right? There's a lot of people calling for change and stuff. Yeah. A little too early for that.
You know, I mean, fans are going to do what they do, and they get upset with a loss like that. But I think it's important to point out that the locker room mm-hmm. is nothing like we're hearing the locker room has been
sure.
down in Miami
right.
in the last couple of weeks. And, of course, you know, Philbin's had a couple more years than Gus, and so that storm has been swirling around here as people in Miami have wanted more from that team. And then they went and spent on Ndamukong Suh, and that really, you know, was supposed to be the bellwether, you know, the guy that was going to get him over the top, and it ended up probably being the guy that got Philbin fired.
Well, and I guess what happens in Miami doesn't apply that much to here, but it has been a place where there's been mid-season coaching change before. I don't get the sense from Shad Khan that that's his MO, and at this point I don't think it should be because of what you said about the locker room. This is such a tough topic because you've got 8 wins, and you've got things that make fans think it has to be coaching, it has to be coaching, and yet you also look on this field and you still see a young team. You still see things that make you think it's growing, it's going the right direction, but at some point that 8 is going to start to bother people and it's got to change at some point.
I'll say this, Blake Bortles last week stood at the podium and without being prompted said, we've got to protect the culture,
yep.
right? Those players really like playing for Gus, and he made a point of pointing out that they needed to play better to keep this thing together.
Protecting it means winning, Brian.
You bet. No, I'm totally with you on that one. But what he's saying is,
yeah, I know.
Is we're with the coach.
Protecting it means winning, and maybe this week in Tampa. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers aren't playing so well. Jameis Winston had 4 picks last week. Is it a must-win? Is it a should-win game? Are there such things for this type of team right now?
Yes, and it's both.
Yeah, and all last week, I said I didn't think the Colts was must-win because you would sink to 1-3. But if you get the next two and get back to 3-3, then you're not as worried about that. But yeah, you need to win this. You must win this, and it's some of it's from the fans because 1-4, eh. But a lot of it's from the players too. At some point, this organization needs to step forward, finish drives, do the things that mean winning. You can only learn for so long.
Well, you mentioned 8 wins, right? And at some point, that's got to change. Sunday's a good opportunity for that to change the narrative around here that the Jaguars are a team that doesn't win ball games. Go win in Tampa, and then we'll be talking about what it takes to beat the Texans to get to 3-3. That changes the narrative, or at least turns it around.
Still in the middle of a big stretch here, JP.
No doubt. Brian, one of these days, we're going to get you in a Hawaiian shirt.
No. Now I know what my limitations are.
Really?
Yeah, really.
John's got plenty.
More than you do.
Well, my limitations are yours. That would be a more interesting pool set, I think.
We'll see if we can get him in one next week. The Jags are going to Tampa. That's it for Poolside with Jaguars.com.